Connected live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za. First things first.
So we know that kids all over the country have either been falling ill, some even dying. We're not quite sure yet what the issue is, but preliminary reports are saying that it's some kind of a poisoning from an inorganic chemical, right? And so as a result, the Gauteng Department of Education banned street vendors from selling food in the proximity of schools. Now, Funda, you correct me on this, but I believe that currently, in order for you to be a street vendor, you need to apply for a license. You pay a certain fee annually. And so the street vendors are going out now and saying, well, we need to be compensated for that loss of income because we have not been able to generate any revenue. We're not able to make a living for ourselves.
But it's not necessarily the ones within close proximity to the schools. You would have the street vendors where they actually are operating from a demarcated area.
Mm-hmm.
That this is where the street vendors would be it in town, etc. But these ones close to the school, I stand corrected, but they would generally not necessarily be paying. They would just identify a spot for themselves and be there.
Okay. Well, let's see, because this is what one of the street vendors, in fact, a local member, had to say.
Where is this government and where is our president really living, where he doesn't know the reality of the people that he really serves? It shocked me yesterday when I saw somebody from ANC saying that President Ramaphosa must step down. We are actually saying that because we are doing these things because there's no monitoring and nothing. So we want the compensation of the 2 weeks that they stopped them without caring. It's festive season right now. They don't have bread. They don't even know what is going to be happening. So we want all those things to be done immediately. We want an answer in 7 days because by the time the schools are opening, we want to avoid the stampede that is going to be happening when they're all pushing because now they're really starving.
Look, she raised a very good point. So if somebody has got a line of income and they've got their spots where they sell and the government then puts a stop to that, albeit for a good reason, I understand, then the government must make a plan for that person, right? Because as much as the government is trying to protect children who are South African citizens, you also need to protect the adults who are all South African citizens and perhaps have children of their own that they all supply. And I suppose, man, it's a difficult one. This is why governance is not easy. Because when you do one thing, it has a ripple effect and it affects other people.
Yeah, it was a difficult decision even when the Gauteng executive, Panyaza Lesufi, took it. It was controversial where the township economy was said to be compromised now. But when you think about it, the thing is, there's a view that the school vendors could be buying from the same supplier of the spaza shops. So given that government was still at that point yet to establish the source of the poison, it only made sense that they closed them down because it again exposes the children to some sort of danger. So I suppose, yeah.
So here's the thing. I guess the key word here is culpability, right? Until you have discovered who is culpable for all of this, I can't bear the brunt.
True.
You can't walk around as a governor and say, we don't know what's happening, but for now, you starve. What nonsense is that?
But as Mfundo rightfully says, up until the time we find the source, all avenues that might result in children ending up in hospital or even worse, dead, need to be closed. And unfortunately, the street vendors happened to be that avenue.
So
in order to save the children, we had to get rid of this one particular...
What about my children? So, are you saving those?
But even having said that, as a business person, it's all part of pivoting. During COVID-19, people had to pivot. You couldn't do certain things and you had to find an alternative. So in this particular instance, from an entrepreneurial perspective, find an alternative in the meantime.
At least COVID-19.
No, but also government did make provision, if you remember, even for artists, that during that period there was some sort of income, though nominal, but nevertheless, there was some sort of alternative. So perhaps it is important that if you are a leader, you also think if you are taking away, you must replace. It doesn't have to be at the same amount, which they would have made, but at least something to tide them over.
Yeah.
It's a difficult one.
Now, man, I feel like even with this intervention, government just wants to look like they're doing something. They're not closing all avenues. These kids walk to school. They come across vendors that are far from school. Just banning the ones around the school is not going to sort out the issue, if we're really being honest. And also, how about we actually work harder finding the source of whatever poisonous foods are being sold? Because you're just punishing the guys around the schools. These kids still have access to this food as they walk to school, elokshini, where there's vendors. So just punishing the ones around the school does nothing for the problem, but just take food away from people who you say get up vuzenzele. And when they try, yes, you can't please everybody. But Lalela, that's what you chose, bro. You're the one that campaigned and wants to lead us. We didn't. You didn't ask you to do this.
It's hard.
So now deal with it. So on your point, I agree with you. There are vendors in Kasi, but there's also Tswanas in Kasi.
Wow.
The president should know he's a vendor. Let us know what your thoughts are.
This one is very simple. I do hear what the lady is saying, but the question still remains. If they are not taking full responsibility when the kids get sick because of this poisoning, why they want to be compensated when the government put a stop to it? So is it correct for me to say, okay, fine, we're going to compensate you. You guys made these kids sick. Then we're going to open a case against you guys. Because of it is in negligence from you, because of you never check the, whether your product are healthy or not. They cannot have it both ways. Someone has to take responsibility somehow, because of they're not making sure of that their food are healthy. They're all cutting corners, but now they are quick to say they want to keep getting compensated. It's not gonna work that way. They're not saying that we must not sell. All they're saying that sell far from the school. Go stand there somewhere 300 meters from the school. Go sell there. No one is stopping you from selling.
Well, so again, you're generalizing, right? Because I have not seen any reports that stipulates that these chips were bought specifically from this vendor. Or these chips were bought specifically from this particular person. We just hear that somebody fell ill after they ingested chips. Or somebody fell ill after they had this and that. It could be a feeding scheme issue. Now you're punishing me. Also, even if it was, let's say Saul and I are both vendors. And then Saul goes and he sells an apple to somebody and that apple kills that person. Why is my business suffering? I've also got an individual right. You can't just roll us up into one group and go collective punishment. It doesn't work like that.
And you could be stalking from somebody else. Elsewhere. What if you stalk at a macro, for example?
Bruh.
It will never make sense to me that as much as we are now aware, which is, where is the problem? The problem is with the snacks, whether it's biscuits or chips. That's where the problem is. It's not about bread. It's not about milk or any other thing. Now, why go around saying people must stop selling? Because they're not only selling snacks and chips and cakes. They are also selling gotas and amakwinya and all that. It's so insensitive. It shows the aloofness and the detached manner in which this government is to the people. Because it's simple as thing. You can see the problem here is with the snakes. Stop the snakes, period. Monitor that people don't sell the snakes and life goes on, period.
100%. It's basically like taking a sledgehammer to a problem that requires a scalpel. You're making more damage than you are fixing now. Honestly.
So with the Listeriosis situation, not everyone was compensated for that. I mean, everyone literally had to stop selling amakota or even like ikota that contained ipoloni. So why are they now? I'm a norman.
Again, that's different. One, that affected everybody equally, right? Secondly, that was not a government intervention. There was Tiger Brand saying, we are recalling Poloni, we're recalling Vienna, all of those things. Now, if you could make your own Vienna, nobody stopped you from going to make your own Vienna. Go ahead. So, to Saul's point, what if I'm growing my own apples at home? And I know for a fact these apples are clean. Why are you stopping me from selling them? Do you see the nonsense here?
May I please be anonymous, ne? I was doing some monitoring on feeding scheme at schools, and I found that most of the suppliers for the schools are the they are bringing the brands that we do not know. Hence, one of my suspicions could be the issue of the feeding scheme, which no one is talking about.
Nanzog, what are they now? Now you're talking. Because in feeding scheme, that's a government program. In feeding scheme, there's a lot more money. And in feeding scheme, we're talking tens, if not hundreds of millions. You know who those people are because you know who won the tender. Kala lapo move if you're serious about doing an investigation.
Mina, last, I think it was 5 months ago, 6 months ago, I registered a company whereby I want to regulate our street vendors to be in one place, work hand in hand in a government, like it's going to be a private company about that, whereby I work hand in hand in a maspal to regulate our street vendors, be in one place. You know, guys, name in terms of issue would see a government which we spice our fleet. We spice our look at what like you come up with an idea, then idea is not being executed, then go back into your hands. So, yeah, but then you come back again, you blame other people. Yeah, but so I mean, to government to future ask I must have African chance. I'm idea and now. Uthi basebenzisane hand in hand. Angitofuna sisebenzisane hand in hand ugovernment. Akasiningi nansi chance. Asiningi funding.
I personally think that they have a point, especially those that have been, you know, sailing around the schools and some within the schools for quite a long time without experiencing, you know, the issues that we have experienced recently. It is unfortunate that we took the stance of, you know, removing them completely from the schools and not think about their livelihoods. At our school, we donated for the uncle that sells, you know, sweets and all these things in our school. And I think it made a difference. We raised quite a lot of money, money that I believe that he wouldn't have made in the period that we've asked him not to sell at the school. So someone had to do something to just show kindness to these people who have been around, who has a relationship with their kids.
Yes, uzwelo, empathy, right? And when you govern over people, you must also be empathetic to how your decisions affect those people.
Steve, listen, I know easy said than done, but how about, yeah, these vendors that are selling to Abantwana Bethu, why don't we get them to all register the supplier that they get their products from? So if Umam Sonto buys from Macro, she has to then ashokuthi uthengisa ama A, B, C, and D, so that we know. We as parents can be satisfied, and that way we know it's okay. Yeah. So eskoleni, they're getting supplied by E Jumbo Foods and Macro and Don Don. That could also work.
Not a bad idea, but the vendors themselves are not registered. So how are you going to find them?
I see, Zomina. I don't think kuthi the government is fair. Wabangakavale ama tag shop blank ala bantu ba bangali. But bafuna ukuthi abanye abantwana bona bavale. Abavale, kufanele bavale wonke leyiphaza because bathenga endaweni eyi-one. So I feel not fair, shem. I-government ethu ayikhongo fair. Ngiyala mina Sizwe. Ulebo DK.
There are even tuck shops in school, phakathi. I don't know if those are closed.
Me, I have only one suggestion. Ukuthi the school vendors must sell only fruits to the kids. Because if you see all these vendors, they are selling all these fuzzy products to the kids. That is common even in the puzzle shops. So I suggest sell only fruits around the schools.
Mina into enxaka, yes, bavalile like abomama laba abathengisayo. Kodwa laba okuthiwe abantwana bashonile i-Ireland, itoro lezamaland, ezama-foreign nationals. Zona akumelanga zivalwe, kumele ziriregister. So which means i-government yethu it's a bit prejudiced against ama black South Africans.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.